This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, I am aware there are other headlines. We got the tornado in Dallas. We got Jewel being sued by the family whose kid died after vaping. We got a opioid pharmaceutical company settlement. We got a lot to talk about today. But one headline caught my eye because I like to look at studies and, you know, why these studies are done. And I guess there was a study on bad orgasms. And I'm like, personally, I'd rather we spend the money researching cancer, maybe. You know, how to cure blindness. How to, you know, prevent autism. I'd rather see research on that. But I get why this study was done. Okay? We, in this whole Me Too movement and this whole new landscape of people who were coerced into a sexual relationship that might not have really wanted to be there. Now we have a lot more freedom to discuss what those relationships were. And apparently orgasms, or can we call them climaxes, can happen by coercion, by feeling forced. And apparently in this study, they looked at 700 people. And there were people who were in these relationships or who were involved in sexual assault that actually climaxed, but they didn't want to. That climax doesn't necessarily mean you enjoyed sex. Now, see, I always thought a bad orgasm would be like, I don't know, you know, falling out of the car or off the bed or, you know, battery dies or, I don't know, you scream the wrong name. But that's not what it is. What I guess a quote-unquote bad orgasm is, or climax, is when you feel ashamed afterwards, or you didn't really enjoy it. You know, there's this myth that it's supposed to last like 2 minutes, and it varies. I mean, the time that a climax could happen could be anywhere from just a couple seconds, and we're talking one Mississippi, two Mississippi, okay? We're talking like, you know, long seconds versus, yeah, there's a difference in seconds, versus 2 minutes. We'll talk about it. There's some myths about how it should be. But let me just quickly finish with this one study. So the study came out of Michigan, and they interviewed over 700 people. There was like a bisexual man that was interviewed. Have so much other news, and, you know, I like to prioritize news over, you know, these sex stories, but these aren't fluff pieces. I mean, there's a whole world going on where people think they're doing it right, or people think they're doing it wrong, or their marriage is having issues, and nobody really talks about the truth of, you know, what, or, you know, nobody dispels the myths, okay? So, like, for example, there's this myth that every sexual experience has to end with a climax. No, it doesn't. Okay, you can have a very, very successful sexual encounter that doesn't end with that. Now, we don't prefer it. We prefer it ends somehow with a bang. But just because your partner can't doesn't mean you're not good. Okay? There are some people that could just never do it. They could just never climax. They think it could be genetic. For those of you that think you have genetic issues with your orgasms, talk to your parents, I guess. Mom, Dad, why isn't this working for me? How is it for you? But you do. You have to have that conversation, because if it turns out your parents, you know, didn't have, you know, though didn't I don't know, I guess, climax the way you thought they should, that could have gone on to you genetically. There's also myths that you need the climax to in order to get pregnant. I personally still believe that theory. I still believe that theory that you need that those rhythmic contractions. You will either hoard some of the sperm for later, or you will help propagate it through up to the fallopian tube. So I think that does matter. I think evolutionary-wise, there is supposed to be a push for the female to enjoy sex, because otherwise you have these animals out in the wild that don't want anything to do with somebody mounting them. So there has to be some incentive, and the incentive should be you enjoy it. But it doesn't necessarily mean you only enjoy it at the end. A lot of animals might enjoy it throughout the process. And we're not here to talk about zebra sex, but maybe we will one day. You know, there's all this discussion about G-spots and things like that. They're still trying to find, I think it's the University of San Diego. Is it UCSD? Trying to find the G-spot. Well, good. Okay, you know, thank you for using our hard-earned tax dollars to research that. But, you know, we still haven't proven that there is one or there isn't one, but there are certain people that find stimulation just by external or clitoral stimulation, and then others by internal. So as far as I'm concerned, I mean, whatever, you know, floats your boat. Is that a term I could say on air? They say it takes longer for women to reach orgasm than men. No proof to that. A big question I get asked, though, are headaches. You know, what happens if you get a headache during sex? I got asked that by a listener. They get a headache every time they have sex. And even though we found that orgasms and climaxes can help lower pain and actually get rid of a headache, for some people, it may actually cause a headache. Whenever I hear somebody gets a headache, and we're talking a thunderous clap, real bad headache after sex, you may have a blood pressure issue. You may have, you know, an aneurysm. I don't like that. That makes me nervous. So I always say, go in, get checked, get your blood pressure checked, get your eyes checked, get a scan done. Headaches after sex can happen, but make sure everything else is ruled out. And then once you know it's okay, it's okay. But having a headache after sex, to me, that would be the definition of a bad orgasm, because, you know, you're having sex to avoid a headache, you know, and then all of a sudden you get one, and that's not good. So we got a lot more to talk about with this subject, but some of the topics go even a little further that I want to, because this is technically a family show. Yeah, sorry, if you're taking your kids to work or school, you might as well want to, you know, put some headphones on them. But I guess the merit to this study is, just because you had an encounter and it looked like they might have climaxed or enjoyed themselves, might, you know, still talk to them about it, because that really might not have been still a good sexual encounter. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know about you guys, but I was watching the Dallas game last night. Dallas hosted... Oh, my gosh. No, it wasn't the Packers. I won money on the Packer game. Oh, my gosh. Who did Dallas play? Are you kidding me? Am I already having short-term memory loss? Yes, we won. I don't understand how. Oh, this is horrible. This is horrible. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. This has never happened to me. Yeah, you know, well, I you know what I think it is? Yeah, I think you know, I drank a lot of Diet Coke as a kid, you know, and I don't know. Eagles, they played the Eagles. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. All right, they played the Eagles last night, and they won. So I'm watching this game, And I didn't even hear that there was any issues. And apparently, at 9 p.m. local time, so kind of in the middle of halftime, there was a tornado. The National Weather Service said the radar confirmed that a tornado hit the ground around 9 p.m. local time near Dallas Love Field Airport, northwest of downtown. Severely damaged businesses, homes, roofs ripped off, fallen trees, downed power lines. 111 mile per hour winds. So, it touched down near Love Field Airport, 17 miles northeast of the city. 175,000 people have lost power, 60,000 in Dallas. I'm really surprised we didn't hear Al and Chris talk about this unless they weren't notified or they didn't want to, you know, scare everybody. But apparently this was going on while we're watching the game and Dallas is kicking butt and everybody's all excited and then leaving the, you know, the stadium. And meanwhile, there's a tornado going on. Unless maybe that's what kind of saved a lot of people. I mean, it looks like the whole town was at that game, and so maybe they were in the amphitheater, and they were fine, not driving around. So they say hail the size of baseballs were seen by residents, as fire officials said they were responding to multiple calls about people injured by broken glass. Thank God, no reports of fatalities or serious injuries in the aftermath. Three people were taken to the hospital for evaluation of life-threatening injuries. I hear somebody from Arkansas has died because of the storms. But, you know, if you look at the footage, and I understand it's footage, you know, so it's hard to see the tornado. But at night, I don't know if you guys remember the Twister movie, right, with Helen Hunt. You sometimes can't see a tornado until lightning strikes. And then when lightning strikes, you could see the funnel. And so you're seeing people trying to get images, and you're like, okay, well, where is it? Where is it? And then, you know, if there's a flash of lightning, you get it. And you're seeing these funnel clouds, and it was pretty pretty significant. So I'm looking at pictures right now of the devastation. Pretty, pretty bad stuff. Of course, the American Red Cross, you could donate to. You know, we will probably need blood. Donate blood if you can, because local blood banks are probably going to definitely need to stock their supplies. But National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Godwin said the size and severity of the tornado will not be known until a little bit later today. Seven people escaped a structure that collapsed in northwest Dallas. Dallas Fire Rescue is now searching to see if anyone was left inside. So even though right now we have no fatalities, we still don't have an accurate count of, you know, who's missing and who's not. Search teams conducted primary assessments on accessible structures for 6 hours overnight, but then their efforts were hampered. Why? Because power was out, so they had limited access to lack of proper lighting. So a second set of teams have resumed their efforts this morning. At Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, ramps were closed as a safety measure. Departs were delayed until at least 12:30 a.m. They say the damage was limited to an area bordered by Royal Lane to the north and Northwest Highway to the south, as well as Harry Hines Boulevard. So, you know, they said there was a fire station that was left uninhabitable because high winds stripped the roof and other parts. Luckily, no firefighters were injured. But this was a pretty bad one, and I guess it came without much warning. And like I said, I mean, people were watching the game. People were coming home from the game. These games, they they're Central Time. So it started about 7:30, ended 10:30, 11. So pretty, pretty scary stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted. Radio station KNON-FM went off air because the studio suffered major damage. One of the hosts of the Reckless Rock Radio was preparing for the show at the station. Another show was broadcasting. So they probably said, guys, let's bounce. But yeah, unfortunately, this is a time where we got bad storms. You know, usually with tornadoes, a lot of the damage, you know, isn't so much, you know, that you're right there at the funnel, but the wood pieces that are like toothpicks that could stab you, and the glass and the, you know, shard and all the other things. So it's definitely not a good time. So, send in prayers, and of course, Red Cross could definitely use your donations. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a lawsuit against Juul. And four Indiana residents have now sued e-cigarette giant Juul, claiming that the company knowingly marketed it to use as a safe product when it was highly addictive and no safer than cigarettes. Now, the lawsuit was filed in the Southern District of Indiana, and residents Mia Molasto, Tyler Purvis, and two juveniles claim that Juul failed to warn its users of the risks of e-cigs. They also say Juul violated the Indiana Deceptive Consumer Sales Act and intentionally misrepresented its products. By the way, whenever you guys hear this, that these people claim that, you're like, gosh, how do they know about the Indiana Deceptive Consumer Sales Act? My guess is the lawyer, right? You know, I mean, maybe some people really know law, but yeah. All right, because I thought that too. I was like, damn, they really know law. So the lawsuit says Molasso, an Indianapolis resident, was 15 when she began using Juul products in 2016. It says she started when she saw the advertisements on Instagram and when her high school friends used the products. It states she developed a nicotine addiction and has been unable to quit. So Juul's e-cigs caused plaintiff Molasso damage both financially and to her health, including lung problems and anxiety, causing her use of Juul e-cigs. The advertising plaintiff, the lawsuit says, the plaintiff Molasso saw nothing to warn her of the serious health consequences and addiction she could suffer. Had plaintiff Molasso known the truth about the addictiveness and health risks of teenagers to Juul vaping products, she would not have purchased or used a product. Now, I know the company might be like, wait a second. Okay, really? If we put on there nicotine is addictive, and they might have, you know, would the average teenager really have stopped? I mean, I know teenagers, they still don't care about all the illnesses and issues. So the plaintiffs are seeking compensatory, consequential damages, statutory damages, penalty, punitive damages, and resolution. Now, Juul released the following statement. We never designed our marketing to appeal to youth and do not want any non-nicotine users to try our products, as they exist to help adult smokers find an alternative to combustible cigarettes. They say we need to urgently address underage use of vapor products and earn the trust of regulators, policymakers, and other stakeholders. That is why we are focusing on taking aggressive actions to reduce youth usage of our products, working through the FDA's PMTA process, and supporting and complying with the FDA's final guidance on flavored products once effective. So, I don't know where this is going to go. But it definitely leaves a very big hole where we have people who are addicted to nicotine because they went there from cigarettes, and we have people addicted to nicotine who were never even smokers to begin with. So, you know, we have another, I guess, lawsuit. Family of a teen who died from breathing complications is suing Juul. This is a Florida family, claiming that their son's addiction to vaping caused his death. It is now considered the first wrongful death. This other suit in Indiana is they're suing them for addiction. I don't know, like I said, I don't know how far that case is going to go. This case, however, according to Bloomberg Law, the suit alleges that Daniel David Wakefield died in his sleep at the age of 18 of breathing complications after he spent the day helping his mother move boxes. The suit claims that Juul took advantage of minimal regulations and loopholes for e-cigs at a time when youth smoking was, and then the article gets cut off. Not sure what's happening to the rest of my article. So, you have a death. You have people addicted. Juul's going to be dealing with some legal issues. Now, is it fair? Did Juul advertise? Instagram, if they did advertise on Instagram, that's a big teenage hub. In fact, teenagers are more on Instagram than they are on Facebook. You can't blame Juul for the sleek, sexy look. A flash drive, you can't necessarily say appeal to kids. We know it does. But you can't prove intent on that. But if they did put a lot of their money advertising to where the youth goes, they're in trouble. You know, I mean, I don't want to feel sorry for these big companies being vilified when somebody, you know, wants somebody to pay, you know, for their child's death. And I don't blame people being mad, but it's kind of easy to prove if they advertise to kids or not. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Anytime, any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with his cabinet at the White House. The president was asked about the ceasefire in Syria.
We never agreed to, you know, protect the Kurds. We fought with them for 3.5 to 4 years. We never agreed to protect the Kurds for the rest of their lives. Remember this. When Iraq was fighting the Kurds, everybody thought we were going to fight with the Kurds. I said, well, it's a little strange that we're fighting with the Kurds when we just spent $4 trillion on Iraq. And now we're going to be fighting Iraq. So what I did is I said, we're not going to take a position. Let them fight themselves. I thought the Kurds would do very well. Everyone said, oh, the Kurds will do very well. Well, Iraq moved in and the Kurds left.
Thousands of people in North Texas are still without power as tornadoes came through the area late Sunday night. Schools are also shut down in parts of Dallas and Garland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Volusia man, I believe this is in Florida, is facing felony charges for allegedly not telling sexual partners he was HIV positive. We're starting to hear these cases a little too often now. Gentry Burns, 26 years old, is facing charges after deputies said three women were infected. One of those women said she believed she was infected in 2013 and that she tried to warn other women who dated him. A woman who identified herself as Burns' ex-girlfriend said she hoped for this day for years. She said, Gentry scares me. He terrifies me. I think about it every day, and I just want what's best for my son. Baker said Burns is her son's biological father. Baker said the pair went out for years at a high school in Port Orange. She believes she is one of the only women to have had a relationship with him, but not contract HIV. Baker said she spoke with another ex-girlfriend who said she tested positive for the virus. That's when the pair said they decided to act. We've got to stop him because he's mentally messing up all these women, and he's telling them that he doesn't have it. Burns was already behind bars, I guess, on other charges. Deputies said that he traveled extensively along the east coast of the United States and may have victims in other states. So, this story here, all right, and he looks like he's smiling in his mugshot, okay? When we hear of HIV stories, the big mistake people make is they go, all right, well, that has nothing to do with me. Because I don't live in San Francisco or I don't participate in homosexual male sex, so I'm good. And I can't implore enough that HIV is now the fastest growing population that is becoming afflicted with HIV is heterosexual women. And heterosexual men out there, if you're having sex with a woman, all right, your risk of HIV is still out there. And, you know, in the 80s, look, I was around in the 80s. Okay, yes, you know, HIV was killing people. It seemed to be killing primarily, you know, those who had were men having sex with men and drug users. I in the 90s, when I was in medical school and I trained at UCLA, I did an infectious disease month. And infectious disease, I expected I would be seeing, you know, all these weird, you know, erotic zoonoses, these, you know, these diseases that you, you know, see people get from animals and things like that. And 99.99999% of the patients were HIV positive. One was a woman. She got it from IV drug use. But, you know, things started to shift where then now you see men and women with HIV a lot more commonly than we did before. Now, it's not a death sentence like it used to be. If you live in an area that has health care. Also, we now have PrEP, Truvada, which is a combo medication that can help prevent HIV from propagating in your body if you do get exposed. But there are people out there that have the disease, and they just might not care. And, you know, when you look at this and you go, okay, how could somebody with HIV not care? How could they, you know, well, listen, you know, he could have had mental illness, who knows. But have you ever had a cold and you were on day 5 of feeling sick and you were covering your mouth the whole time and you were covering your mouth and then by day 5 you're at a grocery store because you need to get some more Tylenol or some soup and you cough and you don't cover your mouth and you're like, I'm over it. I mean, I've not always covered my mouth and nose when I've coughed. I mean, I'll cough into my shirt, I'll cough into my arm. That really doesn't do it. And, you know, sometimes when you're that tired and you're that done, you know, so, you know, you don't assume that somebody is going to have the same care around others as you do. So now we have these cases of women, and this could happen to you, who will sue. Or men who will sue if they think you gave them an STD. And it's not just HIV. It's herpes. It's gonorrhea. It's chlamydia. You knew you had it. We could prove because we could subpoena your medical records. You knew you had it and you didn't warn me. So your job is to make sure that you frequently get STD tested. So you have proof. I was negative on this date. I was negative. I get checked every 3 months, every 6 weeks to 3 months. I was negative. And use a condom. Now, the big problem is, how do you prove you used a condom? If somebody claims they got an STD, you know, we have always these cases where somebody did something bad where, you know, they slept with somebody, gave them something, but, you know, what if somebody picked up an STD and wanted to claim that you did it to them or you raped them and gave it to them? again, you know, there's not a lot of evidence to protect you when things like that happen, except get your STD testing. And, you know, ladies out there, you know, I mean, you got to use condoms. I don't understand why people, it's so simple. And I get, all right, well, the sex feels better. You know, but you could still enjoy it, especially women. Women can enjoy it whether there's a condom or not. Now, some of them say, well, yeah, you know, he said he can't or he's allergic. Oh, that's a biggie. A lot of people will say, oh, I can't. I'm allergic to condoms. Yeah, I'm allergic to latex. Well, there's other, you know, non-latex condoms out there. So that's not really a good excuse. So be careful out there, people. Condoms, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, meat. I love eating meat. I could eat meat all day. I try not to because I want to keep my weight down. But there's this big push to lab-grow meat or culture meat. Apparently, they've made some headway. Researchers at Harvard John A. Paulson School of Engineering and Applied Sciences have grown rabbit and cow muscle cells on edible gelatin scaffolds that mimic the texture and consistency of meat, demonstrating that realistic meat products may eventually be produced without the need to raise and slaughter animals. So people don't want to kill animals. I do, though, like to eat. I mean, from what I understand, growing meat is very expensive, and it takes forever. But then computers used to be very, very expensive and used to be big and take forever. And look at what we could do now. So I can foresee that we could grow meat. But this was rabbit and cow rabbit meat. I don't think I've eaten rabbit. I don't think I could eat a little rabbit. The research was published in NPJ Science of Food. Kit Parker, the Tarr Family Professor of Bioengineering and Applied Physics at SEAS, senior author of the study, began this into food after judging a competition show on the Food Network. He said the material science expertise of the chefs was impressive after discussion with them. I began to wonder if we could apply all we knew about regenerative medicine to the design of synthetic foods. After all, everything he says we have learned about building organs and tissues for regenerative medicine applies to food. Healthy cells, scaffolds, and muscle. If they're building muscle on these, you know, for humans, then why not build animal muscle for meat? So this is our first effort to bring hardcore engineering design and scalable manufacturing to the creation of food. As you know, animal meat is mostly of skeletal muscle and fat tissue. They grow in long, thin fibers, like when you shred pork or chicken and all that. So reproducing the fibers is obviously a challenge. But muscle cells are adherent cell types. They need to grow on something like a scaffold. And so they have to find a scaffold material that is also edible, allow the muscle cells to grow and attach to it, 3D, and then make sure it's still tasty. Well, I guess you would just have to season it afterwards. That would be really cool, pre-seasoned meat. Or like vegetables. If you can make vegetables that actually taste good, that could be great. So basically, they use centrifuge to spin long nanofibers of specific sizes and shapes, and then they spun food-safe gelatin fibers to form the base for growing cells. That's supposed to be that extracellular matrix that normal human muscle needs, and it's kind of the glue that holds the tissue together and makes its texture. Then they seeded the fibers with rabbit and cow muscle cells, anchored the gelatin, and they grew rabbit meat, bacon, beef tenderloin, prosciutto, and other meat products. Wow. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Yeah. I usually go over to Men in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Elizabeth Warren says that she will soon release a plan to fund Medicare for all. I don't know if you saw the last Democratic debate, but even the liberals were kind of arguing over how to pay for Medicare for all. And I guess Elizabeth Warren fell short of describing exactly what, you know, how they would do it. That's the big problem with any politician, right or left. They say they're going to do something, but they don't exactly break down how. So she didn't get into specifics for how she'll pay for a plan. So she says, oh, I'll release it soon. So she said Sunday that she will soon release a plan detailing how to pay for Medicare for all for those who want it. Remember, that's a big key when it comes to, you know, this whole Medicare for all. They kind of change it now to for those who want it. I think this was Pete Buttigieg, or Jake Buttigieg, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, who had come up with the, well, for those who want it. She faced a lot of criticism, not getting into specifics. So she says, what I see, though, is that we need to talk about the cost. And a plan over the next few weeks to put out a plan that talks about that, specifically the cost of Medicare for all, and specifically how we pay for it. She's a Massachusetts senator, as you know, and I think this was one of the biggest mistakes she could have done in her campaign. I mean, unless, you know, the average voter doesn't care. They just like sound bites. You know, as a doctor, I can't promise stuff to patients. If I don't have an airproof plan, airtight plan, shall we say, on how I'm going to do that. So if somebody says, you know, I got this disease, you know, I'm like, all right, we got you. We're going to take care of it. We are going to treat this with all we got. Okay, so what do you have? And then you answer that question. The fact that these candidates said they are going to do, they made this promise, made it very catchy, has been now talked about for months. There's going to be Medicare for all. And nobody has a discrete plan. Now, Bernie Sanders did throw a plan up on his website pretty quickly. It didn't really seem very realistic, but at least he came up with a plan so somebody could look at it and go, okay, no, it's not going to work, or it could work. She says, this is in her own words, what I see, though, is that we need to talk about the cost, and I plan over the next few weeks to put out a plan that talks about the cost of Medicare for all. You don't have a plan? Why the hell have you been promoting it if you don't even know if it's even fiscally possible? Now, she has backed Bernie Sanders' Medicare for all plan. She said Sunday that every Democratic candidate knows the cheapest possible way to make sure that everyone gets the health care they need is Medicare for all. That's why I support Medicare for all. Really, the cheapest possible way to make sure everyone gets health care? Why? Why is that cheap? Why is Medicare for all the cheapest way to give everybody health care? Is it because we already have a Medicare system in place? Is that what they're trying to say? Well, the Medicare system in place is leaving a lot of people still without health care. You don't have what, you know, you would think would be covered on it. Medicare doesn't cover that. Medicare doesn't cover that. Medicare doesn't cover that. And we don't have enough doctors. We talked about there's, what, 350 million people in the United States. There's maybe 1.9 million health providers. That's not enough. And people are dropping. They're leaving. So how cheap is it when you have to find doctors that'll take Medicare? How cheap is it to now hire thousands, hundreds of thousands of more administrators for Medicare? That does not sound like the cheapest way to me. Cheapest plan to me, I would say, is, well, we won't get into that yet. Hold on, I want to finish what she said. Then we'll talk about how the cheapest way to do healthcare is. Okay, you want me to tell you? All right. Anybody dropping millions of dollars into these campaigns for their local congresspeople instead donate it to a building that you could erect and supply and staff as a free medical clinic. There are tons of buildings that have been abandoned. There are tons of people that want to volunteer. You could currently staff nurses, medical providers, volunteers, have people donate the CT, donate the x-ray machine, pharmaceutical companies donate the medications that are 1 or 2 months about to expire because they're still good, donate medical supplies. You could really do this on donations. And don't say you can't, because I see what people donate. If they could get their name on it, if it could be the Mr. and Mrs. Smith Medical Clinic and have their name on a wall and they get a huge tax break and the city makes them honorary mayor and you're able to put up a few of these clinics in certain areas that need them, that is probably the cheapest way to do it. And you do it now. Any politician that gets millions and millions of dollars, say, no, don't give it to me. Put it here, 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 and build these clinics. Excuse me, you don't have to build the building from scratch. You could use buildings already there. Give every medical doctor free CME or waive their fees for their license. Give them, you know, certain credit if they volunteer once a month. It's not that hard. We have a clinic in town called Volunteers in Medicine, and the people that come up to plate to help, they're phenomenal. There are, and it's a vibrant one. We need more of them. But when people come together and they donate, they're the ones providing health care. If you want to know why a bunch of homeless people are getting health care, you know, in my neck of the woods, it's because of donors. It's because of people donating their time. So she says, you know, right now the cost estimates for Medicare for All vary by trillions and trillions of dollars, and the different revenue streams for how to fund it, there are a lot of them. So this is something I've been working on for months and months, and it's got just a little more work until it's finished. No, yeah, okay, I always say that too. Oh yeah, I've been working on this for months and I'm about to release it. Yeah, please. She probably didn't think about it till Bernie Sanders thought of it. And she's like, all right, I better come up with a plan. And I'm sorry, Elizabeth, I don't want to, you know, accuse you of, you know, lying. But I honestly, you don't present a plan and argue for it because it's popular. Have the logistics laid out, because now what really, really stinks is she's committed to it. She could have this whole time been coming up with a plan. And maybe she had a plan. But now, because she doubled down on this, oh yeah, I was working on Medicare for All. Really, she was working on a Bernie Sanders campaign strategy. And I mean, maybe she had a better idea. So she's right now neck and neck, I guess, with Vice President Joe Biden in the polls. Now there's more attacks on her. So I guess she came under fire for, you know, would the middle class face a tax increase to pay for the plan? When she didn't answer it, I didn't feel she was trying to hide the fact that it was a yes. My guess is I don't think she knows. I don't think she's been working on it like we thought. So we got an issue here. I mean, our health care, you know, the Democrats are promising a lot when it comes to health care. Then you better be ready. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.